And
how much longer? Further.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you had wanted to know something like how many times a person went to town, you'd say, well, how?
How would I know?
And if you wanted to know, if you were agreeing with a friend about something and you wanted to agree with this person, and they said, well, I'm not going to vote for that man, and you might say, well, I'm not.
Well, I am.
Now, if you were wanting to agree with the person, though, you'd say,
I will agree with you. Well, I have done that, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because they had found something that I hadn't.
Oh.
And probably they would tell me then, and I'd said, well, all right, but they've been all right to me. But if it's somebody that it wasn't bad, why, I would say, no, I want to vote for this one. And I'd vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you've had to, so far as the president is concerned, you've had to vote for the man and not for his office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times they disappoint you, just like Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was the worst disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
I never did like him anyway, and this just, I could cut his throat.
Mm-hmm. I never did like him either.
Ooh. I never could stand him.
I knew.
You see, he was taking advantage of all this money, this tax money that was going,
mm-hmm.
and taking all these trips with his wife and sometimes the children, mm-hmm. the two girls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew that, and he's always talking about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't any more economy to that than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I knew that when he was running the last time, that he was doing something crooked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that then somebody said that when McGovern was running too, and McGovern was almost getting it, why, he had people, hired people to vote for McGovern because he said he knew that he could beat McGovern.
Oh, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The people didn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's another place where he spent a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think for these young men, these smart young men that worked for him, they were telling stories just for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And look what they did for themselves, put him in the jail.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Dean ought to have been let alone, and I think he ought to go free,
mm-hmm.
and all the others. Because
Dean, because he's the one that finally told him.
And then I think, too, that they all ought to go free because they were doing it for him.
And instead, he's free.
And he was putting all the dirty work on his good friends. And then when the thing was over, he didn't have any of the cabinet men that all resigned in his office. That showed what he was right there. And now Ford is trying to say that he's been through with enough trouble that with this case that they're going to try, that he don't know but what he's going to not pass it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them in the government say that he doesn't know whether he'll be in there or whether Rockefeller will.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to vote on all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to cut up that way, well then I'd put them out and put somebody else in. I just don't think it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they ought to have done those men like they did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they ought to ever have been arrested.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Because as you said, they were doing it for.
They said, they admitted that he had promised them a bigger job.
Mm-hmm.